Two Guys, One Rail Podcast.
G'day, everyone. Welcome back to the Two Guys, One Rail Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin, and I'm here to do my solo review on the movie Together. So is this worth your time seeing in the cinemas, or should you wait till streaming? I'm here to let you know, so let's get into it.
I love you. What's going on?
I don't know. Since the move, Tim and I haven't been on the same page.
Please, do you love each other?
Maybe we're just complacent.
Imagine me.
Complacency can sometimes simply be
so happy together.
Harmony. You know, this could be the beginning.
Roll over, let me on my hair.
Of something wonderful.
Tim.
We spend our lives in search of the other half. If you think you found that, don't be so quick to let it go. I think something's happening to us.
There? Listen to me. We've got to get out of here. Whiskey for the pain.
So, the movie Together. Years into the relationship, Tim and Millie find themselves at crossroads as they move to the country. With tensions already flaring and an encounter with an unnatural force threatens to corrupt their lives, their love, and their flesh. This is directed by Michael Shanks, starring Dave Franco, Alison Brie, and Damon Harriman. This is a body horror, horror in general, psychological horror, and it's wow. A pretty decent horror film within the genre, and it stands up on its own. It feels like a good original story, and something that's slightly different than your average slasher and other horrors. It's not as strong, but it's something at least different, something that we haven't seen in a while. Maybe you can say with body horror, you can probably dispute that with The Human Centipede or other ones like that. But with this itself, I feel like the whole forming together and stuff like that, I feel like it's slightly different than what you averagely see. Or I have seen. If you have seen some, let me know in the comments below of what other movies that are similar to this. I would be curious to see. And not only is this a horror within itself, I find this to be like a romance horror. You know, something that's slightly different within itself, because it's like a romantic movie about this couple, Tim and Millie, and coming to overcome this force that is slowly consuming them. And it's very good. Like, the relationship that Tim and Millie have on screen with Dave Franco and Alison Brie seems to me very real. And I don't know if they are an actual couple in real life. If they are, kudos, because it translates so well on screen. If they aren't, then hell of an acting. It's very believable, because with other films I've seen with people being in a romantic relationship, sometimes it feels forced, doesn't feel natural. This feels like a natural flow of chemistry They have a very good on-screen chemistry, and it's very, very cool. And I really liked him. And with Tim himself, his character, he is sort of like a musician that's in a band that's trying to, either they're trying to make it big or trying to, yeah, just trying to make, hit big, I believe. And he doesn't have a job. That's his main job. And so he doesn't make much money. And Millie, she is a school teacher. I'd say about either middle school, elementary to middle school. Doesn't really touch on where she is, because that's what I like about the story as well. It doesn't overcomplicate, but doesn't involve too many factors in this film. Like too many side characters that don't need to be there. People you need meet that you don't see again. There's not many of them, and I like that. It's very packed. It's a very tight film, and it's really cool. And so from the very beginning, you see the Tim and Millie's relationship really struggle. They just struggle to connect on a deeper level. They've been together for a few years, like probably a decade, as one of her friends say, you've been together for a very long time. And Tim was very nice at the start, and now he's just, you know, a bit of just more focused on his music and not Millie herself. And so when Millie is being transferred to a new school in the small town, Tim goes with her, of course, and then he tells his friends, I'm still gonna meet up in the city, because they're from the big city. And he tells his friends, I'm still gonna come back, I'm still gonna do this, trust me, and all that. And this is a good start for them to try to get closer together. And when they go to this town, they slowly find out that something's not right with this. And it gets gradual. So I want to get more into it, but I'll get more into that in the spoilers, because I feel like people should see this film. It's a good couple film to see, a good horror couple, something that's a bit light. It's not overly scary. It's actually a good balance, if I may say. It has its jump scares and it has its uncomfortableness, but it's not over the top. It's a very good balance, actually. It's a very good mix, and I actually really enjoyed that. See, I went and saw this the second opening night. So this came out the 31st of July, and I went on the 1st of August, which is a Friday, and I went to Village Cinemas in Werribee. And I took one of my older girls and her friend, and they both really enjoyed this. They thought it was weird, it was creepy, it was fun. So that was really good for me. It was something that they just thought was boring. They didn't think it was boring. They thought it was very interesting. So, and I agree. This is a very interesting film. And the way they use the body horror is really cool. It's very creative, in my opinion. The situations that they were in, things weren't shown twice was really good. It wasn't recycled body horror stuff. It was actually just different each time. And I liked that. It was a different form. And that's what I like, but other things that sometimes the CGI didn't look the greatest at times. I don't know, it's because it's a CGI. Of course it looks fake. I mean, how are you going to do that practically? I don't know. I believe there's a bit of practical in this. Of course, it would have to be. It's not all CGI. But yeah, a few things looked a bit offish. Of course, you can't, to do this practically would be insane. It'd be really creepy if they did it practically, but it's not a very bad thing. It's a pretty good thing. And the story itself in general holds up this film. That's my huge belief in this, is that the story is very good. It's very compelling. It's not overcomplicated. It's not a confusing plot line. It's very simple. It's a very simple plot line, but I like that. It's something that you can just watch, enjoy, and not have to think about it too much. It's not that deep. It's a good couple film, and I feel like that couples will enjoy this if they're not too much in the horror, which is good. They don't have to be a big horror fan to enjoy this. You'd still enjoy it just for itself. And I liked how there's a bit of comedy sprinkled in within itself as well. I'm gonna go into rating, because there's a bit of I'll go into spoilers and I'll go more in depth about the movie. But with my rating, I'm gonna give this a 7.5. It is above mid film. It's not mind blowing. It's good. It's a good film. it's one of those films. It's just a film that you just, it's good. It's something that you'd be like, oh, it was a good film, you know, and I really like that. So yeah, 7.5 popcorn buckets. And have you seen this film? And if you made it this far, please hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, share with your friends. Tell us if you've seen this. Tell people who you went with to see together. And who would you like to be stuck together with? That would be a cool thing. Put in the comments, tag your friends and all that down below. And yeah, let us know what you thought. And thank you for everyone's support who has been supporting this far, watching, listening. You're doing great. And we appreciate you guys to keep listening and keep watching. It makes us grow more and more. We're still trying to fit into where we're trying to be. We're getting there. And over time, I feel like we'll get there more and more. So stay tuned for the spoilers. I'm about to get into that now. And if you don't want to hang around, that's great. Thank you for watching. And until next time, see you in the next one. Starts off with a rescue team looking for a missing couple that have gone missing, obviously. And when they're walking through the woods, they have two dogs that are searching with them as well. And they come across, you don't see them come across a hole, but you see a hole in the ground and you see a little bell next to it as well. And then the next shot, you see the two dogs in this cave. And of course, they're probably thirsty from walking around. So they drink a pool of water that's in this cave. And the next shot, you see the owner of the dogs calling them back. And when he finds them, they are just staring at each other. They are just so fixated with each other. And that was like, okay. I was like, what's going on here? And he takes them back home. And when they go home, later that night, weird sounds happen, yelping happens. And the owner gets woken up. He goes and checks on them. And when he does, he turns his light on them. And you see this grotesque figure of these dogs' faces mushed together. And I was like, what is that? And it doesn't hold on to it very long, which is good. It gives you a little bit of a taste of what's happening. And then you get the opening together. So that was a very pretty good, strong start. It made you it piqued my interest, is what I want to say. It made me want to get interested in what's going to happen. I'm like, all right, this is going to be cool. This is really going to be into the body horror. Let's go. And from there, you do meet Tim and Millie. So they're at this moving away party to tell their friends they're moving away. Millie proposes to Tim, which he thinks, there's no ring there. It's just like a promise. And he's like, oh. He's uncertain, and she gets freaked out. And he says, yeah, I will do it. So it's a bit of an uncomfortable situation in front of all your friends to not say yes straight away. So everyone's a bit on edge. Millie's just like, you know, what's the point? And all that. And he's like, no, there's this bit going on. So they go out to this town. And when they move into this house, they start going around, and Tim notices a smell. And he's like, do you smell that smell? And she's like, nah. And he's like, I'm going to find it. So he finds a smell, pulls out a light, a ceiling light. And when he does, there's like a fur and stuff in the ceiling. And he pulls it out, and it's a bunch of rats stuck together. And he's like, oh. So they throw it out in the woods, and then he tells Millie about why he could pick up on that smell so quick. And it brings back a memory of his parents. So his father died in bed, and his mother was laying next to him, and something snapped in her brain to where she didn't realize or she just didn't want to face the fact that her husband has died in bed, and he's rotten away. He's a rotting corpse. And you see this image, and it's like far out. And so, yeah, he's had a bit of a rough little bit of a past going on there. And he's just has all these nightmares reoccurring. And also in this town, when Millie goes to work, she meets a guy named Jamie. So Jamie is like the hiring person for the school. And he tells her that you need to explore the area. Have you seen around the town? And she's like, no, we haven't had a chance yet. And so he's like, get out, explore the town, and get to know your surroundings. So they do. He tells them about a nice, beautiful walking trail to go down and check out. And Tim and Millie take him up on this offer. So they go out, go for a bit of a walk, you know, and they go to see what the trails are about, how good they are and stuff. So as they do, they come to a dead end and they think that's it. But Tim notices there are bells hanging on trees. And so he says there's a marked path to go to. And so Millie's not unsure, but she trusts him, so she follows him. And when they do, a storm rolls in, starts pounding them with rain. And so they sort of just lost on this little trail, and Tim falls into a hole in the ground with a bell. Same as with the dogs. And Millie tries to pull him out, but they both fall down into this hole. And then when they are looking around in this cave, they kind of realize something's a bit weird about this. There's a bit like wooden chairs around and all that. So a bit of a churchy sort of feel. And that plays in a little bit later. So they offer to stay, of course, because the storm is so bad that they can't get out. So they break one of the chairs up and they make a fire out of it. And yeah, they opt to stay the night. And Millie is thirsty, so Tim gives her a bottle of water that he has, and he offers to drink out of the pool water in the cave. And Millie says no, but he makes a joke that Bear Grylls did it on his show, so it should be okay. So he drinks it, says it's good, so he drinks a whole bottle, and then they go to sleep. And the next sequence you see is a bit of a noise happening within this cave, and Tim is woken up, and he's hyperventilating, he's freaking out because of the sound. He realizes it's him, and then he notices the walls are contracting in and out as he breathes. And you're like, what is going on here? And he starts to freak out a bit, and then Millie wakes him up. So he's having a bad nightmare. So this is a reoccurring thing with Tim, is that he just is just, his mind is just all over the place. And so, yeah, Millie, it's the next morning, and Millie wakes him up, and she... And then they try to get up, and when they do, they realize their leg is stuck together, and they're like, what is going on here? And Tim says it's mildew. He's like, it must be mildew that's making a leg stuck together, which I've never heard of that. I don't think Millie has either. But they eventually pull their legs apart, and it's like, oh. And when they do, when that pull apart, you see like really grotesque film in the middle. Ugh, it was pretty gross. And they get out of the cave, and you notice on the leg, it's like a burn looks mark, you know, like a really heated up burn on their skin. And it's crazy. And more as the movie goes on, this gets more hyped up as Tim is drawn to Millie very strongly. And it gets more and more. He goes to a doctor, and the doctor offers him muscle relaxants. So I think it's Valium or something like that, but he calls it something else. Forgot what he says. And he says, this will help you out if you're having a panic attack. And Tim's like, okay. And then he does mention that there is a couple that went missing in the woods near where they are. And he's like, oh, okay, that's a bit weird. So Tim sort of looks into this. And over this time, Millie is slowly feeling the same effects as she's starting to get drawn to Tim. And then they both realize that something's not right here, that something's going on. So they do have a bit of a fight over this because Millie doesn't want to accept that something's going on. She just thinks it's just whatever. And she goes to speak to Jamie. And Jamie lives in his house by himself. He said he did have a husband who they're no longer together and physically. And yeah, so he tells her about that, and he offers her to watch a video, which she doesn't take straight away. But he also mentions that, according to Plato, in his mind, at one point, human beings were whole beings with four arms, legs, two faces, split by Zeus, leading them to spend their lives searching for their other half. This is a belief he has. Millie doesn't think too much about it, and she's like, okay. And more and more things happen where they get more freaked out. But when Millie went to see Jamie, she accidentally left her keys at his place. And when she went to go back, she noticed a video was playing in the background. And it's a wedding film, you'd think. So it shows the bells with the symbol that are the same ones in the cave and in the trees. And so she goes and she's watching this. You see Jamie and his husband coming together in a ceremony of sorts. And they slice their arms, they put their arms together, and their body slowly forms together. And then Jamie speaks behind Millie. And Millie, obviously, it's a bit of a jump scare there. So she jumps. And he sort of talks to her about, you need to accept what's happening to you. So he is aware of what's happening to her. He's wanted them to find this cave. And he said, this is a way that you can be with your other half forever. You guys can be closer together on a deeper level than you can ever imagine. And he grabs Millie's arm and attacks her arm, which is blood, does a big gash, so it must hit an artery or something. And so she's bleeding. She attacks him. When she attacks him, his face sort of splits into two a little bit, moves apart. Then you notice his husband's face. So him and his husband were formed fully together to form who Jamie is. And that's what this natural force does. So Millie escapes him. And at this time, while Millie was with Jamie, Tim went back to the cave to go find answers. He wants to know what's going on. And when he goes back, you hear this grumbling noise. And when he thinks it's some, but it's actual a being there. When it comes out of the darkness, as what Jamie explained, it is a being, a whole being with four arms, leg, and two faces. And that is the missing couple. And Tim freaks out. This face is just, whoa, pretty good. It was pretty good. And it's saying basically, kill me, pretty sure. And so Tim attacks it, grabs a knife out of it, it was stuck in its neck, grabs it, and he gets out and he figures out what's going to happen. He needs to do something. So he off once. His plan is to basically unalive himself. And he, Millie, and him are drawn together, and they tell them if we get too close together, we're going to be stuck together, so just stay away. He tells her to turn around, he's going to do it, but then she's dying basically from her wounds. So she falls down, and he notices, so he picks her up, and she basically passes in his arms. And when before he does, you notice her blood from her arms going up into Tim's face and all that, and then it cuts to black. And then the next scene you see is Millie on a couch alive, and she wakes up and you see Tim, and Tim, she says to Tim that, I told you to let me go. And he's like, I can't. And when she realized how she stayed alive is that he stuck his hand on her arm that was cut, and it was stuck together. Like, it was really formed into each other. And this has happened before with them, and not the other way, but they've always cut themselves apart in that. But then he says, do you want to do this? I want to be with you forever. And she goes, yeah. So they kind of give in to this force, and then they strip down and they just come together kissing, and then their bodies just form together, like, whoa. And it was pretty good. Well, in the back to that, you see all the bones and that coming together. It was like, whoa. But sort of a romantic in a way, if you think about it, of saying you want to be with someone together forever. And basically, you know, coming physically together and being with that person for the rest of your life as one. It's pretty romantic if you think about it, and creepy in a way. But with this, though, before all this happened to Millie, mentioned to Tim that her parents are coming over for the weekend. And so after that shot with their bodies coming together and at the end, it pans to a table that had all the bloody stuff on there. They used to cut themselves, blood everywhere, and then it pans back. And there's three table settings placed. So the place has been cleaned up. And then you see Millie's mom and dad come up to the front door. They knock on the door. And in my mind at this moment, I was like, oh, no. Are they going to see like a disgusting figure? Because in the cave, there was a grotesque figure of the people coming together. But I guess if you don't, my theory is if you accept the force and accept what is happening, then you form like Jamie. Where if you accept it, you are together. Or maybe if that other person is not your right significant half, then you become a monster. Who knows? Could be a sign of something else. faithful or something like that. I have no idea. But anyway, the parents knock on the door or do the doorbell, and then this person opens the door. So that person is Millie and Tim, completely formed together to make a new person. And it looks pretty weird. It goes, hello. And so there you go. And that's basically the end. There's no after credits scene or anything like that. This is a standalone story, which I feel like it should stay. And it's just one of those films where you're just like, what is that? What did I just watch? You know, I wasn't disappointed. A few people in the film, in the theater, I think were just the end. They felt the ending was a bit lackluster. I feel like they're together now. They're completely together. They're one person as a whole. Thank you again for sticking around, if you have, and let us know what your thoughts of Together was. Did you go see this with your significant other? Did you just see it with someone else? Doesn't matter. As long as this brings you together. Until then, see you in the next one.